You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by center head coach Greg Mason. Coach, thanks for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule today.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, take us through the mindset as the Cardinals now have opened up the season, coming off a 70-50 win at home against Maryville. Take us through the mindset of opening up that season and talk to us a little bit about how the game went, the season opener went for the Cardinals last night.
Yeah, well, Jeff, I mean, anytime you start the year playing Maryville, we've done it about the last 5 or 6 years, very tough opening game. You'd rather go in against somebody that you can find out a little bit about your youth and see how your freshmen are going to respond. But when you play Maryville, you know, maybe the best program in the South the last 25 years. I mean, they've been 10 in the last 11 NCAA tournaments. So concerned about their physicality and concerned the fact that we're going to play two freshmen a lot of minutes. But our guys responded unbelievably well. It helped quite a bit that, you know, we had Greg Ross, Jeff Mullaney, and Brian Ellis, who had been through some wars and some battles, and Greg got us off to a great start in the first half. We built some confidence from there, played really, really well. So couldn't be more pleased with our play, and we're just hoping to build off of it.
Coach, how do you manage preseason expectations? The Cardinals, again, preseason by the coaches predicted to win the SCAC East and ultimately win the championship, the conference championship. How do you as a coach manage those expectations with a team year in and year out?
Well, Jeff, what we try to do is just really focus on the process and just try to get better every single day. And let's be better at press break than we were yesterday. Let's be better at block out coverage. Let's be better at all the small fundamentals. And as far as expectations go, this is where you want to be. I remember when I was a young coach, I looked up at Pat Cunningham's really good Trinity teams, Bill Finland's really good DePaul teams, and said, you know, that's who we someday want to be. Now, are we that good? I don't know. But to be picked preseason number one, it's a compliment because, you know, we have a lot of respect for the conference, and we like where we are. Now, we have to go out and play well because it's not easy winning this conference. So, but the expectations, we don't talk hardly at all about conference championships. We just talk about let's get better every single day, and we've got a bunch of hardworking guys that buy into that.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by 13th-year head coach Greg Mason from center. Coach, you over the last few years, you've lost a number of solid players and good players to graduation, players like Danny Knoll, Alex Lloyd, and the like. How do you replace players like that, and how do you get your team geared up to begin a new season knowing that it's just that, a new season?
Yeah, well, replacing really good players, I mean, it seems like every year we have to figure out how to replace a Danny Knoll, how to replace it. It used to be James Booker, Rob King, Reggie Magnuson, whomever it may be, Koizer Huizen. You know, this year we have to replace Alex Lloyd. And Alex was the best defensive player in the conference the last 2 years. So, you know, this team has a different personality. You know, we miss Alex because he's a leader and such a good guy to have in the program and a really good player. But this team is starting to get its own personality. And we play differently. This is the smallest team I've ever coached. Now, in saying that doesn't mean we can't aspire to the same goals that we've always had. But we just have to do, you know, block out coverage. We have to shoot the ball better than we have in the past. And we understand that. And last night, we most definitely did.
Coach, you touched on defense. Last year, the Cardinals ranked, you know, very high in the top five in field goal percentage defense and scoring defense. Actually, the Cardinals led the league in both categories. What do you contribute that consistency to year in and year out from a defensive standpoint?
Really good defensive players. You know, we all coaches have concepts, and we all teach roughly the same thing, maybe with a little bit of a twist here or there. But when you have an Alex Lloyd, a Jeff Mullaney, and Brian Ellis, those two guys don't get enough credit for their defense. When you have guys like that and they buy in, they're unselfish, then you have a chance to be a really good defensive team. Last year we were actually number two in the country out of 425. And the year before we were number three. And last night we gave up 50 points to Maryville. Now we're doing it in different ways than we have in the past, but the key to everything, and any coach will tell you this, that the key to everything is to have really good players who are unselfish, who buy in, who genuinely like each other. And we've had the good fortune of having that here for the last couple of years.
Last question for you, Coach, but give us a couple of keys, two or three quick keys that are going to be important for the Cardinals as you look to continue your success and look for your fourth straight SCAC championship this year.
Really, right now, Jeff, in all honesty, is to get healthy. We're not healthy right now. Donovan Whiteside is out, and he was a big part of what we did last year. He was one of the top two or three freshmen in the league. Situation to get those guys back healthy, remain healthy with our other guys, stay out of foul trouble. We do need to be good on the glass. Last night, we out-rebounded Maryville 32-31. If we can just be even this year, I think that'll be a good sign for us. Our assist-to-turnover ratio is going to be really high. Because, again, we're going to have a lot more perimeter guys on the floor, making good decisions, hitting shots. So, we're going to play different this year. We're going to play different. I'm excited. The guys are excited. But at the end of the day, we have to continue to defend. We have to rebound. And if we do those things, then we have the talent to be a really good team this year.
Center head coach Greg Mason and the rest of his Cardinal team continue their season November 18th and 19th at the Mount St. Joseph tip-off tournament. And then they open up their home season finally December 2nd against conference opponent Millsaps. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today, and best of luck in 2011-2012.
Thank you, Jeff. Could appreciate it.